Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I check out the library's time travel machine. And no, unfortunately, the library does not have a DeLorean, but we have the next best thing, a microfilm machine. Please join us as we explore.
Okay, Karen, we are live right by our desks. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
And what are we going to do?
Okay, if you need to use the microfilm or microfiche, which I don't even know if we have any of those anymore, you will come to the front desk and ask. We will then fill out some paperwork and ask to hold your driver's license or library card. And then we write everything down, and then we're going to get our keys.
Oh, yes. The keys are a very important part of it, because if we don't have those, we can't get into the microfilm cabinets.
So, Greg, is there a certain date you want to look up?
Well, let's look at some of the older ones, because that's what kind of fascinates me, how far they go back.
Okay.
So let's look. Okay, we've got... We're here at our Larson Metal Manufacturing Incorporated cabinet, and Karen is inserting the key in the lock.
Whew. That was exciting. So let's look at Pearl Harbor.
Okay. Let's look at Pearl Harbor, but let's kind of talk about how far back these go and what we actually have in here.
Okay.
We have the Sentinel Record, but there are also some papers before the Sentinel Record. I think Hot Springs used to have...
New Era. The Hot Springs News.
Right. Back in the olden days, they used to have morning papers and evening papers.
Oh, I remember that. Morning and afternoon.
Right. So we do have some other papers. We've got one here that's the Hot Springs Daily News. Starts August 2nd, 1887, and goes to February 20th, 1913. But it's probably not continuous.
No, it is very sporadic. The date's written on the back, and so it's not continuous. It's certain dates.
But that's kind of neat to have some newspapers from the 1880s.
Yes, and I want to explain one thing about microfilm. If the copy, when the company made the copy of the newspaper and it did not turn out well, it's very hard to read.
Right. We have some that are practically illegible.
Impossible to read.
But, I mean, if there's something in there that you really want to find out about, be prepared to bring some aspirin.
And a magnifying glass.
And the more recent ones look
great.
Yeah.
But if you print off something from one of the older newspapers with a bad edition, bad copy edition, by printing it is not magically going to make it all better. So unfortunately,
some of that is just
right. Lost.
So we have, we're kind of lucky to have anything from that long ago. Someone thought to preserve it.
Yes, we do have a reel of Hot Springs Sentinel. That's what's on the box.
Mm-hmm.
Sporadically from 1894 to March of 1895. But again, it's not continuous. It looks like there's only 2, 4, 6, about 7 days in that roll of film.
Right.
That's interesting. I didn't realize
we had that. We usually help tell people that starting around 1929, we have pretty much continuous coverage. And I think even with that, there are a few dates here and there that were not included.
We have the majority of the Sentinel Record, and you would have to come here to utilize the Sentinel Record on microfilm, because the Sentinel Record does not have microfilm at their office.
The Sentinel Record sends people down here to visit with us, which is great. So we've gone all the way back to way back when, but we're going to look at Pearl Harbor. So we need
1941.
Here's October. Oh, that's 1940. January. October, November, December, 1941.
Yeah, okay.
A date that will live in infamy.
And then this box actually has a note on it that the reel is torn and broken some days. So it's missing some days in it. And sometimes that happens to the older microfilm reels because they've just been used so much. You know, figure this was 80 years ago. So it's probably been used a few times since then.
Right. So, okay, we're going over. We have two microfilm machines, one that I like and one that I don't. Are we going to the one? We're going to the one that I like.
The second microfilm machine is more user intuitive,
mm-hmm.
patron intuitive.
I agree. They both work, and we should be able to get you set up on either one. And it's pretty rare for them both to be in use at the same time. It does maybe happen occasionally. But this one is the second one. The one we're using is a little bit newer, and I prefer it.
Correct. When I was in high school, this is how we got our information, our research information. Of course, things have changed since then. When I started working here, we had three microfilm machines. Sometimes all three of them were in use. Mm-hmm.
But that was before you could look things up online.
On the internet webs.
Right. Okay, Karen is putting the reel on the machine.
The spindle.
On the spindle. Thank you for having the correct terminology. She is putting the film under the, what are those things called?
Glass.
She's putting it under the glass. But there are also some little roly things there that probably have a name.
Yes. Roly things is all I know.
And,
that's the sound of microfilm going really fast.
Right.
And I'm trying to get,
All right, and now?
We've chosen one that has...
It's a negative image. Some of the older ones were...
Yes.
Copied so that the black is white and the white is black. And it's not even really black, it's kind of sepia-toned.
It's unreadable.
Now, even these ones that were photographed in a negative image, if you print them, you can print them so that's the other way around, right?
Yes, but it may take us a few print jobs to get to get you there. I am looking at the date.
We are at December 7th. Oh, you went right to it.
I did. When we print items or articles from microfilm, unfortunately, the entire article sometimes can't be on one page, so you might have to do two pages. And the front page of a newspaper will not fit on one piece of paper.
Right. So we probably actually need to go to December 8th, unless this was an evening newspaper, right?
Yeah, but I bet it wasn't. I'm just betting it wasn't.
Oh, there's the social calendar.
Can you see the date? Oh, I went too
far. That's December 18th. So, yeah, it's kind of...
It's hit and miss sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times the newspapers back then were not very long, so...
Would you like to buy a Philco radio?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can buy some defense bonds.
Oh, I would love to do that.
And what's opening at the Paramount Theater today?
It is Among the Living, a thriller at the stake today.
And One Foot in Heaven. So we definitely remember the old Paramount Theater.
It does say that
Pearl Harbor was on, well, the same plane smash at Manila. So that's not really the...
Well, one of the planes that attacked Pearl Harbor did smash at Manila. I don't know what exactly that means.
Okay.
Because the article is very hard to read. But let's go back. Oh, it does have the racing entries, if you were interested in that, from 1941 as well. I'm trying to get back to the front page. Okay.
Here we go. Luzon defenders, repulse, landings, wake, midway, hold.
And that's some of this terminology I am totally not familiar with, because I'm not sure what all that said or how, in what context. I understand the context of Pearl Harbor, but these are fascinating to go back and just look at the headlines.
Oh, you can buy some robes at Penny's.
$3.98 if you're interested. Oh, Christmas thrift sale, wheel goods. Oh, there's a tricycle for $1.29.
Japanese Navy dealt heavy blows in U.S.
As U.S.
Scores in something.
Something. It won't go forward. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes these older ones get stuck a little bit.
In there. What is the date on that?
That is December 12th.
Oh, well, we have to go.
Yeah, so we went a little too far. Oh, but we might need to do some shopping at Sears.
Well, there's a rocker for $29. Okay. We digress. We're going to try to get back. It is fun to look at these. This one is pretty hard on the eyes because it is in that negative. Ooh, Sergeant York was playing at the Paramount in December of 1941. Gary Cooper, one of my favorites.
Oh, Japanese.
These planes attempt to bomb West Coast.
Beaten off. Yeah.
They do want you to buy war bonds. That is coming up over and over.
Fifth, okay. I think. So we went a little too far.
We did, but they're already talking about,
Japanese reply due today on Roosevelt questions.
So there was a crisis.
Right.
There, I guess there was trying to be avoided, which it wasn't.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I am no historian on Pearl Harbor. If you asked me, I would have said, oh, this just came out of the blue.
It looks like, okay, and then the Japanese did respond, but reply fails to relieve Pacific tension. So this is also a lesson on Japanese and the Pearl Harbor and President Roosevelt.
Yes.
Oh, tension is mounting, and this is from December.
Something. That is December 7th. So, but if it happened December 7th, then it seems like the next day, the 8th, would have the...
And that's just ironic that on the 7th, that the headline was that tension was mounting.
And the aluminum plant might be
closing, yes. There's another Philco radio. Okay, yes, okay.
Here we go. Okay, so here's December 8th. Japan attacks all main U.S. and British bases.
To begin war. Okay.
Two Japanese bombers downed in battle over Honolulu. 104 dead, 300 in sudden attack on Pacific
areas.
Yep. It's history here at our fingertips.
Again,
it's not, you know, filtered through time. This is the actual real deal.
Again, very hard to read. If you wanted to print something out, it might be a little difficult because these were copied. You know, didn't have the technology that it has now, of course. So the copies are pretty bad, and printing them are not going to make them readable. That's our microfilm. So if you're looking for obituaries or something,
interesting
old articles. We do a lot of people doing genealogy come in to look at, you know, marriages, deaths, that sort of thing.
How much are copies?
They are 25 cents, quarter only.
And you usually end up getting some free ones because it takes us about 10 tries to try all the different buttons, and we're not going to charge you for our mistakes.
Are you looking for a physical therapist in Hot Springs? Local therapist Jason Wagnon has opened his own clinic right on the corner of Central Avenue and Amity Road. Wagnon Physical Therapy is dedicated to providing personalized care for patients. Whether suffering from a recent injury, preparing for or recovering from surgery, or dealing with a problem you've had for years, give them a call at 501-701-4339 to set up an appointment today.
All right, Karen, I think we have covered microfilm pretty well, don't you?
Yes, we have. We have the Sentinel Record on microfilm. We do not have the Democrat Gazette on microfilm.
We have some, like, from the 90s.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get confused about Democrat and Gazette.
Yes, we have.
So, yeah, we have Arkansas Democrat Gazette going back to the early 90s, but we have not kept up with it. So we just have it up till about 2007. We have a few random New York Times from, like, the late 70s, the Census we have on that, and that's, I believe, on microfiche. Is that correct?
I think it's microfilm. Let's check.
Okay. We do have some items that are microfiche, which is just the flat piece of...
Metal magazines back in the day were on microfiche.
Right.
We have the up to the 1930 census. Seems like we need to look into getting the 1940, and I guess now the 1950.
Those are online, so there's no need to... They're not?
Heritage Quest is very hard to find those. But it seems like it's easier here. It seems like we need to maybe look into getting the 1940 and the 1950. You do have 70 years of privacy, so the 1950 should be the last one to come out. But we do have census dating back to
1870. Yeah.
So if you're doing some genealogy, we have that.
Right. We also have the city directories. We have some of those on microfilm, and we also have paper copies of them, which, so that's something that we enjoy looking at from time to time. I think we've pretty much covered the basics. The one that gets used the most is the Sentinel Record.
Yeah.
So, Karen, any parting words?
No.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.